so many people, as mentioned, this time of year are like, why would I sign up for a program? You might be thinking, Crystal, why are you launching a brand new program during a time of year when people thinking about their approach to their food and their fitness isn't super, super high on the radar? I would argue it's the most important time to do it because guess what? It is the hardest time of year to watch your food choices. We have a lot of headwinds, if you will. There are a lot of factors that are testing your ability to make the choice that is going to be the best for you. So, newsflash, this is gonna keep happening every single year.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
What's going on, Fix listeners? Welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix Podcast, episode 103. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and we're flying solo for today's conversation, which, in my opinion, is a very important one, a very timely one, because of two reasons. First, it is the official last day to put your application in for our brand new Fitness Fix membership, which is our group coaching program. It is a lower cost, transparently, a lesser investment than our one-on-one coaching option. So I'm going to talk about it throughout the course of this episode. I'm going to talk about why this is the best time to look for support and look for accountability when so many people are out there being like, oh, it's the summer. I'm going to do my life and do whatever I want and do my thing and then worry about it in the fall. We are going to completely flip that entire concept on its head, and I'm actually going to share some insight from an amazing group meeting we had last night with our one-to-one clients, but a very similar environment that we will be creating inside of this group coaching program, the Fitness Fix membership. Really excited about it. So if this episode resonates with you, if there's anything about this that you're like, I need to be in on this group, I totally identify with everything you're saying, do not sleep on this. Go to the show notes, check out the link to apply for group coaching, because if you're listening to this episode on the exact day that it comes out, Thursday, June 1st, a brand new month, the month that kicks off summer, then it is your last day to apply. We will technically be accepting enrollment through June 8th. So that gives you one more week. The reason why the absolute last cutoff date is June 8th is because that is the night of our very first meeting. And we want to make sure that everybody is all set and ready to go with their custom macros, which will be included in the program, as well as making sure you have all of the details on how are we communicating? What can you expect? What are some of the different challenges and accountability activities that you'll be participating in, workouts that you can also get access to too. So if you missed that first meeting, might be playing a little bit of catch up, but you technically have until June 8th to make it happen. So don't wait. And here's why. In the last couple of days, it was Memorial Day weekend, jumped on a call with a few clients. As I mentioned, had a group call with our one-to-one coaching clients that we host on a weekly basis. And we talked all about our behavior around Memorial Day, the unofficial, official start to summer, especially for those of you local listeners who are here at the Jersey Shore. I don't know about you guys, but there's just something about the fact that as soon as it gets sunny out and the weather's getting warmer and it's time to go to the beach, the amount that I go out to eat and start drinking some alcohol immediately increases. It's like I come out of my winter hibernation, let's call it. And I have friends who are saying, hey, let's go have drinks here. Let's go out to dinner there. Or do you want to hang out? Do you want to go to the beach? Whatever it is. And of course, I'd love to go. It's one of the best parts about living so close to the shore. And I find that it makes it that much more challenging to keep a lot of my goals in mind. So what was really interesting is as we were going through, our entire coaching staff was going through our coaching check-ins over the course of the last 2-3 days or so, we had a few clients that were very proud of the decisions that they made from Memorial Day weekend. And we had several clients who were like, this ain't it. I am not happy with myself. I feel gross. I don't feel like the best version of me. I also don't feel that my choices were very much aligned with the person that I'm trying to become. Now, here's the thing. If you've listened to this show before, or if you're brand new, I want to establish this thought process very quickly. And that is the fact that one weekend by itself is not going to be the reason that you do not achieve a goal. We've talked about this extensively on this podcast before. It's not a concept that's going anywhere, and it's important to always reiterate that. Whatever decisions you made this past weekend, if you are tuning into this because you said to yourself, I am not that happy with my choices, I want you to remember one thing. If there's one thing you're taking away from this message, it's the following. You are not even going to remember next year what you ate. You will literally forget. It doesn't make an impact on whatever outcomes you desire, such as losing body fat, feeling more confident in your bathing suit over the course of the summer, feeling like you can enjoy the things you love to eat, some of those foods that I find synonymous with summer, like let's say a little bit more heavy on the ice cream and those types of choices, maybe going to barbecues, having your burgers. You know that I could eat a burger anytime. But if that is something that you're saying to yourself, I feel like I always have to throw in the towel by Memorial Day weekend, I want you to remember that what you do in that one weekend does not matter in the grand scheme of things. But here's where it does become a problem. We've got the next 12-ish weeks, let's call it, coming up for that summer season through Labor Day. If the mentality that you had this weekend was one of F it, I am going to eat all of the things and drink all of the drinks, and you continue to do that every single weekend, we have another episode coming out on that exact topic very soon, next week, then you do need to really reconsider the decisions that you're making and recognize that those multiple weekends, one after the other, are going to have an impact on the results that you desire. So first and foremost, you can't look back because you're not going that way, so we need to move on. However, so many people, as mentioned, this time of year are like, why would I sign up for a program? You might be thinking, Crystal, why are you launching a brand new program during a time of year when people thinking about their approach, their food, and their fitness isn't super, super high on the radar? I would argue it's the most important time to do it because guess what? It is the hardest time of year to watch your food choices. We have a lot of headwinds, if you will. There are a lot of factors that are testing your ability to make the choice that is going to be the best for you. So, newsflash, this is going to keep happening every single year. So yesterday I put out a post on Instagram, and this is what this episode is really just going to expand on and reiterate, talking about the fact that so many people will look back on this weekend and they'll be like, damn, I had X number of drinks, I had a hamburger, I had a hot dog, I had a bunch of ice cream, and now I feel really bloated today and I'm very uncomfortable in my swimsuit. Maybe you change your outfits like 4 or 5 times, you started to pull out some of your summer clothes and the dresses that you wanted to try on didn't really fit you exactly how you expected them to in your head. You could very easily tell yourself that it just makes more sense to wait until after Labor Day, to wait until September, because maybe you will start going out less. And yes, are those things we need to potentially limit when we are trying to achieve certain outcomes like losing body fat, like getting lean and toned? Yes. But the problem is those moments are not going to go away. So if you know that they're already a pain point for you, why wouldn't you take a step back? Look outside of yourself and realize that the seasons that are the hardest are actually the seasons where it makes the most sense to get that support. And the way I said it in my post was as follows. If you decide that you are going to wait until after Labor Day to make changes in your life, well, the only thing that you can guarantee is you are that much more likely to not be happy when you put that swimsuit on next Memorial Day. So if you already know in 2023 that you are not happy, that you are not feeling yourself in your shorts, in your summer outfits, in your bathing suits, whatever it is, by deciding right now that you are just going to do whatever for the next 90 days or like maybe kind of sort of try or tell yourself, oh yeah, like I'll do my thing during the week, I'll get some protein, I'll eat my veggies, but then I'm still going to have plenty of drinks on the weekends, I'm going to go out and whatever. You are making it a likely scenario that you are going to be in the exact same situation by this time next year. Why do you want to perpetuate that cycle? I would say maybe you don't actually want it bad enough. Maybe you don't actually care enough to make those changes. But I think for most people, that's actually not true. I think most people, at least a lot of the people that I talk to as potential clients who then later turn into clients, are simply frustrated. And they're frustrated because they've been pitched, they've been convinced, they've been told by diet culture, by different dieting options on the market, that the only formula for their success would be to immediately cut out all of those drinks and would also include not having the ice cream, would be saying no to certain food items at those barbecues. A big one that came up for clients over this weekend was like the chips and the pretzels and all the dips, the fact that those things are just sitting out. How do you manage that in thinking about the other food choices that you're making? That for a lot of people can be a little bit of a weakness, myself included. And it makes sense. It's not a controlled environment when there's these foods that were literally designed for you to take one bite of them and then another bite because that first bite is so tasty. The next one tastes even better and even better after that. That if they're sitting out there in front of you, you need to have some sort of structure and some sort of game plan to be able to navigate that situation. Notice I did not say you should not eat those things. But then we deal with the fact that there's probably some family member, friend at the party who's like, oh, I'm not going to eat that. Or on the other side of things, you have the person who's like, who cares? Don't worry about it. Just eat what you want. Enjoy yourself. You can find the balance in the middle. You can find that middle of the road where you're saying to yourself, okay, today in this situation, those chips and that glass of wine sound really worth it for me. But then maybe the next day at the next event or the next night when you're choosing to have the ice cream, you've got some other option in your back pocket. Or even better, you learned how to plan for it. Because by taking the opportunity to think about what was coming your way, just like so many other things that we plan in life, I've done episodes before where we talk about, you know, packing your bags for a trip. That's totally relevant this time of year. I'll link that one down in the show notes. If you're able to pack for a trip, you're able to make an itinerary for the vacation that you're going on this summer, why then can't you take the same approach to your food? Why? There's really no reason why we can't do it other than that a lot of us don't know how. And if we don't know how, instead of maybe just going on the internet and getting really confused because there are so many people who are trying to tell you to do it this way, no, do it this way, no, do it that way, you'd save yourself a lot of time. And we just mentioned that in the past, all you've typically done is throw away year after year, throw away the summer. So if you want to save yourself time and you want to find the shortcut for all the people out there who are like, I just want to be able to see those results. The reason why you're not seeing the results is because you're not investing in the systems, in the programs, in the people, and the knowledge that those people have to be able to find that shortcut. Your quick fix is coming to a program like the Fitness Fix. And it's not a quick fix because we can guarantee you XYZ results in 30 days. That's not what we're about. It's a quick fix because we are handing you a formula. We are handing you the education and bringing you along for the ride and showing you that you actually do have a lot of the answers already, but we're just teaching you to think about food in a different way. And on top of that, we're encouraging you to put yourself first. The number one pain points that I hear a lot, and there are a lot of moms in particular who are part of our program, is that they feel like their day immediately ends by 2 p.m. when they're done with school. Well, now your kids are going to be out of school. If they're not going to camp and you're shuffling them around from the pool to the beach, or maybe they are going to camp in the morning, but let's say that camp ends by noon, are you okay with residing to the fact that now you're going to have this mentality that your day pretty much ends by noon? I don't want that for you because that doesn't have to be your reality. Think about the things that you do as a parent when it comes to prepping your child's food. So often I will look at our moms and say to them, you are already prepping your child's food. What is stopping you when you're making them lunch, when you're making them snacks? What is stopping you from in that same moment taking out a few other food items, or better yet, maybe your kid is even eating a lot of the same things as you and just preparing that plate for yourself? Why aren't you doing it? And sometimes it's met with a little bit of embarrassment, I think, because you realize, oh, it could actually be that simple. Yes, it can. But if you know that in your mind, for whatever reason, you don't see it as being that simple, why not reach out for the support so that you can have the person who's in your corner, who's showing you and reminding you and then asking you to not really just show up for us, to show up for yourself, to be able to continue to make those decisions on a regular basis, especially when it's that much harder. That's really the first half of it, the approach and the steps that we need to take and how you're thinking about yourself. The second second part of this that I want to kind of put into context is comments around people saying things like, well, why would I try to go on a diet in the summer? That is the exact opposite of the approach that we take inside of the Fitness Fix program. Could you potentially be in a calorie deficit during the summer? Sure. But a lot of our clients, we talk to them about the timing of when calorie deficits make the most sense for them. And maybe when there's more estimating going on and they're going out to eat and they are wanting to enjoy a little bit more flexibility because they're sitting on the beach having some of their snacks, it might not be with travel mixed in there too. It might not be the most appropriate time to be in a calorie deficit, but it teaches them how to very consistently eat more food and learn how some more of those, let's call them fun foods or foods that they only have when they're sitting on the beach in the summer, can still be a part of their everyday, regardless of the time of year that it is, or teaching them to see that there's nothing wrong with a lot of the choices they're already making. Let's say you're somebody who's taking, I'll give some specific examples, maybe you go to the beach. You take some fruit, you take pretzels, you take like the pita chips and hummus. Here's the problem of all those things that I just listed. Technically, there's nothing wrong with them individually. They're a great source of carbohydrates, especially the fruit, but they're lacking in protein. So instead of saying to you, hey, your beach snacks are all wrong, we're looking at this and saying, cool, let's just add some protein in the mix. Can we throw in some turkey? Can we throw in some chicken? Can we make a tuna sandwich or anything like that? A lot of things that don't even require cooking that you can literally just grab from the grocery store, keep the canned tuna in your pantry, get a rotisserie chicken, get the turkey deli meat right from the deli counter, and there you go. You're cutting down on time that you in your mind probably thought you were like, oh, well, then I'm going to have to cook all these things and try these new recipes. No, you don't. You don't have to. There are so many different ways that we can look at this, but the way that's doing you the most disservice is just saying, oh, I don't want to diet this time of year. When we think about the word diet, yes, we typically use it meaning a calorie deficit, but I would even push people who say things like that to say to themselves, well, technically, like if we just look at our diet as the food we're eating, period, that's an all year long thing. Everybody has to eat. You have to continue to eat to be here. So if you already know this is a pain point for you and you really, really want your fall to look different, or truthfully, you want your next summer season to look different, why not start today? That is the shortcut to actually getting there. There was an awesome analogy that my nutrition coach shared on Instagram just the other day, saying that this time of year, if you're somebody who has already gotten in shape, if you wanted to be in shape for the summer, you would have already had to have gotten in shape. And I totally agree with that. But he gave this analogy comparing it to looking at the summer season like a professional athlete who is in their season. In that time, if they're in their season, their priority is to play well. They're not training at crazy intensities. They're really focusing on the basics. They're focusing on staying in their best performance shape, let's call it. They're recovering, they're relaxing too, just as much as they're playing hard, right? And they're looking at it and saying to themselves, I'm just going to double down on those basics during this time of year. But they also have a lot going on, right? They're balancing games, they're balancing all the other things they're doing. They're probably balancing a travel schedule if they're a professional athlete, much like somebody who's dealing with a lot of variables in the summer season. So you don't have to look at it like, oh my God, I totally missed out. You should look at this like you have this opportunity to make a choice for yourself so that you can finally rewrite your story for next summer. You don't have to chase fat loss in the summertime, but I think we can all agree if you start June one way in your swimsuit and come August, you look a little bit different and you're feeling really happy about it. And on top of that, you recognize that it really actually didn't take that much work. It took focusing in on maybe 4 or 5 habits and consistently showing up and paying attention to what those habits actually are on a regular basis. Because that's the other piece. The other piece of this is creating awareness and having a system in place to create awareness. Because a lot of the frustration that people experience is the contradictory information, one person telling you to do this, another person telling you to give up that, and then your lack of reality with what you're actually doing. We don't really measure our food choices until somebody asks us to. even with clients who work with us who are keeping track of their food intake, they're using something like MyFitnessPal to track their food, they're looking at their protein, their carbs, and their fat, even on a weekly basis, when I ask them, hey, do you think like you were really adherent and were you really consistent with your intake? A lot of them will say yes. I'll pull up their data and I'm like, are you sure? Because we had 3 or 4 days where we were somewhat off, like significantly off in a few of these categories. And all of a sudden things flip and they're like, oh, wait, you're right. If it's 3 to 4 days, now we're talking over 30% of my week. And to go back to everything I described with your Memorial Day behavior trickling into every single other weekend of the summer, all of a sudden that's going to start to add up. And all of a sudden the light bulb goes off for you to recognize, oh, this is really where my frustration is coming from. And what I needed was somebody to teach me how to eat, to give me additional examples of what to eat, to help me do it in a way that doesn't feel so overwhelming. All of those things are possible. You don't have to be this gourmet chef in the kitchen, and you can still go out and have fun. To really drive this point home, I shared very transparently with my clients in our one-on-one coaching call just yesterday that I totally enjoyed myself this past weekend. I actually did not track my food. Maybe I did it for 2 days, if that. And really, sometimes I only tracked my breakfast. Frankly, one of the reasons why I tracked my breakfast was to help myself keep a little bit of accountability when it came to getting protein, because I know from years of logging my intake in some way, if I do not track my food, it tends to become a situation where I fell short on protein. So I at least started off with that. But I had several drinks over the course of the weekend, spread out over a couple days, spread out over Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And was my digestion a little off on Tuesday? Sure. But did I feel bad about it? No, because I also mixed in several workouts. I pushed myself in each of those workouts. I felt really great. I prioritized my sleep where I could. And did I still have water in between? Yes. Did I still get my steps in? Yes. In a lot of situations when I was out with friends, we would walk to different places, which makes a really big difference. It's just you fitting your fitness into your life. But I did not say no to the drinks when they were offered to me. And are there times when I do? Yeah. But do I feel bad about it by any means? Not at all, because I understand that any frustration that I might have is only coming from a place of me not putting in the work. And I can say that because I've built up the education, I've built up the knowledge. And for so many people, they're missing out on the education and the knowledge part. They're missing out on a different way to look at food. So instead of saying to yourself, summer's not the appropriate time to diet, recognize that all the food that you're consuming during the summer is still going to be around. So here's your chance. It's your learning opportunity. It's your chance to put yourself in these situations and say, hey, I am going to learn how this decision impacts me so that I can prepare for it the next time. And I can get myself to a place where this is just how I go about my day. This is just how I live my life and keep on keeping on that way. So again, if you feel like you were originally that person who said, not feeling that confident in my swimsuit, it feels like way too much work for me to be able to make some dietary changes, our group coaching program makes it fun by putting you in this group setting and makes it that much more approachable. We are going to literally hand you the exact guides that we use to going out to eat, to traveling, showing you how we can still prioritize getting our movement in, providing you workouts so that you can walk into the gym and get in and out of there within 45 minutes, at least 2 days a week. And again, the whole point of making it fun is because you will be a part of a community of other people who understand the challenges that you're facing, who might have really great recipe ideas that they're willing to share. And it's always so much more effective when we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. That's something I've seen as I've now grown my team and have 2 other coaches to work with and 2 assistants who help me with the day-to-day. It's awesome because we put our heads together and we collaborate, and that goes for anything in life, our food included. And what's even better is if you start to build a community of other people who understand what you're prioritizing, you now have people that are cheering you on. And you know that you have a group in your corner that's going to say, hey, I see you. I dealt with this frustration a couple weeks ago. Here's exactly how I solved it. And we'll all get to navigate that entire process together. So if you want to learn more absolutely no pressure to just have a conversation about it. We make it super simple. All of this is done right inside of our Fitness Fix coaching app, so it can literally be done from anywhere. We will have monthly group Zoom meetings where we'll dive into some of the topics that I mentioned throughout today's episode, and then we'll have lots of different daily challenges and different accountability activities. I'll give you a little sneak peek on exactly what we're doing in the first month. We are going to help you do a little self-discovery. We're going to help you by posing questions in our group to get you to dig deep on what your why is, get you to think beyond, hey, I want to lose the 10 pounds. Hey, I want to feel a little bit better in my bathing suit. Get you really focus on improving your energy levels, get you to a place where you can say to yourself, this is in fact a lifestyle. And we'd love to welcome you into this group. It is the first time we are launching this program. As I mentioned, it is brand new. So we're really excited for this inaugural class, if you will. And it's going to be a great kickoff for the summer season. And a lot of us are local, so we might even do some fun in-person events too. So go over to the show notes, check out the link that says group coaching application. It's also in my bio. And you can find it in the Fitness Fix Instagram bio as well, all of which is linked down in the show notes. But happy to answer any questions that anybody has about it. So shoot me a DM. Coach Kara and Coach Alyssa are really, really excited to be supporting this group as well. And we can't wait to see all of the amazing results that are accomplished inside of it. And we don't want you guys to miss this. So go ahead, fill out the application. And if there's anything that resonated with you in this episode, even if you're not necessarily ready to make that leap into coaching, you know those DMs are always open. We're here to talk. We have a free online community that just about anybody can be a part of in a separate app called Geneva. In there, we're sharing podcast episodes. We're sharing lots of recipes. We even have some clients sharing their MyFitnessPal usernames so that they can get inspiration for different ingredients that people use. We celebrate wins every single week to really foster that positive mindset. And it's just an awesome place to be that really will help you make even the smallest changes to your fitness and nutrition goals. And we'd love to see you in any of those capacities. So from wherever you're listening from, we hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will catch you on our next episode.